The Man with the Perpetual Cough, a Western story for Appaloosa Radio. Can you recognize who this is? He shouldn't be here. The land was too harsh, too unforgiving, too truthful. A lean, ash-blonde fellow damned to be a vagabond, frontier chaff blown by the transient winds. Dentist whom necessity had made into an extraordinary gambler. Too weak to do men's work, only his always loaded six guns kept him alive. Foul-mouthed and quarrelsome. Perpetually inebriated, or on the verge of it. Had no friends, only enemies. Only Wyatt saw worth in him. Deadliest man in the West, quickest, surest shooter. A mean man with no fear. An enduring Western legend. Yet everyone who met him only remembered a man with a perpetual cough. One who anesthetized his all-consuming consumption with the cheapest whiskey. The man with the perpetual cough. He was, of course, none other than John Henry Holliday, known in Western lore as Doc Holliday. He is best known for his role in the gunfight at the OK Corral in Tombstone, Arizona. He developed a reputation as having killed more than a dozen men in various confrontations, and he said that there were probably more. In the fall of 1887, he made his way to a sanatorium in Glenwood Springs, Colorado, where he hoped the mineral waters would cure him. As he lay dying, he asked a nurse for a shot of whiskey, but was told no. He is said to have then looked down at his bare feet and laughed, saying, "That is funny. I always thought I'd die with boots on." He was 36.